Welcome to Focus on Violence Prevention, a public affairs presentation. I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And I'm Connie Sedberry, Executive Director of Safe Place in Mitchell County. We're going to continue our discussion today about the myths and facts about sexual assault and consent. What we talked about last time, just touched on, is that the myth was sexual assault is rare and affects very few people, while the fact is that every 2 minutes someone in the U.S. is sexually assaulted. And 60% of sexual assaults are unreported to the police.
So those numbers are a lot higher.
A lot higher. Mm-hmm. And I think we've both experienced so many of our clients that have been sexually assaulted are not wanting to report to the police. In some instances, of course, law enforcement was called immediately right after the assault, especially if it's a terribly, you know, with injuries, physical injuries and such. And we've actually been called by law enforcement that they have... We might be hearing from such and such a person because they've been called in. Of course, it's not mandatory that it's prosecuted, that charges are brought against somebody or followed through on. And, you know, we can understand that. We understand that it's a very difficult road when you start down that road of going through prosecution. Mm-hmm. We had a client years ago who had been visiting this area, and she was, I think, looking at properties. And she was looking at a property kind of by herself, and it was out in the very rural areas. And she came upon the fellow that owned the property or came upon her, and he had been, I don't know, drugging or drinking or something, and raped her, brutally raped her. And his son came around and stopped him. But she went through with the whole prosecution. She he ended up going to prison for, I don't know, 20-some years, I think. But she followed through on the whole thing, and she was from Arizona. And she would come back, travel back for court cases and such, and she had suitcases full of paperwork, and she was just dogged. I mean, she was not going to let it go until it was over. But it was difficult. It was a difficult thing for her to do. Justice was served in her case, and the man was sent away for a long, long time. So that was a good thing. But we certainly understand when our clients do not want to pursue.
We, you know, if you don't want to pursue law enforcement, you know, legally, I understand that, but please get some medical attention as soon as you can. That's the number one for me, is making sure that you haven't contracted some kind of sexually transmitted infections. We used to call them STDs, they're called STIs now. The sooner you get certain types of medication, even if the person who assaulted you is HIV positive, you get the right kind of medications in your body, it could keep you from getting HIV. It could keep you from getting syphilis, gonorrhea, you know, all kinds of things. And then plan B, if you get it into your system within so many hours, like 72 hours, it could keep you from getting pregnant. And it's, again, I have to explain that when I make presentations. It's not abortive. It just keeps the environment of the uterus from allowing pregnancy to occur. So it's really important as soon as it happens to get some medical attention.
We always encourage clients, too, to have a rape kit done, which is just taking evidence that can be on file, that can be kept for you in case one day you decide you do want to prosecute, you do want to press charges, but it's not. That has nothing to do with that at the time. But it's an important step to take. Also, we have a wonderful clinic over in the Asheville area. It's the Family Justice Center associated with Our Voice and Helpmate in Asheville. And they have a great clinic there. It's very private with advocates and medical personnel where you can go to have an examination.
Instead of going to the emergency room.
Instead of going to the emergency room.
And we're going to be working on, in fact, I was just at the health department the other day, possibly working on a grant together to have funding for that type of nurse that could travel between our two health departments. That came out of a think tank meeting, lunch and learning meeting that we had the other day. So we'll be talking about that some more later.
Yeah, that would be absolutely
wonderful. So you don't have to travel out of county. In Yancey County, call us any time of the day or night at 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, 765-4044.
And remember, stopping all forms of violence in our communities begins with who?
Begins with me.
And you. Thanks for listening.